Buy 20 Supremes and get 5 free all for just $25. It's bow time.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. Found my mind in a brown paper bag again.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Let Trail build your next building for you. Talk to them about it very early in the process. Maybe they won't build it. Maybe there's other people they think that can build it better. I've seen them do that before where they turn you on to someone else. At Trail, it's the better building process. It works. It works at a high level. It works for a bunch of different things. Now, they don't build single-family homes. So if you're looking to build a new home, they won't do that. They don't build water treatments or dams. I'm sorry. They just don't build water treatments and dams. So not into that part of it. Everything else they build, and they have an unbelievable reputation for a reason, the people and the product, and on time and on budget. They do things just differently. You won't have change orders. You don't have – I talked to one of their field guys one time and said, man, I've been doing this for 15 years. We had 12 change orders in 15 years. And that's where that – price just goes up higher and higher. Think about a Trail. Think about just having a conversation with them about your next building. 800-319-7006, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. To our guest lines, where Paul Strela joins us from TigerIllustrator.com. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. How family? You guys healthy? Everybody okay? Everybody still speaking to each other? Everything good? Civil on y'all's front?
As much as we already were, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right. A run of commitments here in the month of May. We'll ask you later. It's Clemson done because you could maybe see more. We'll ask you about that later. But let's talk about the most recent ones, including the come-from-behind win against the University of Georgia and Barrett Carter, one of the best linebackers in the country. Paul, your big-picture thoughts, how does it fit in, and how did this thing come down the line for Clemson getting one of the best players in the country?
Well, big-picture thought is that is a substantial victory for Clemson, you know, particularly as much as folks thought that Georgia was the leader for a long time for Carter. You know, I think a lot of times, and we mentioned this, that because the guy is local there, and he's taken a number of visits, and because the recruits around him all think that somebody's pro-UGA, that he's just going to be assumed into the class there for the Dogs. And UGA gets a lot of guys that it wants in state, as it should. But, you know, Carter was more open than people thought for a long time. And Clemson and Auburn were both legitimately in it. And I think over time, the manner in which Clemson recruited itself, you know, Isaiah Simmons' profile, the kind of year he had, and just relationships with the coaching staff, and his best friend Jordan Hancock committing to Clemson back in the March junior day, just a number of pieces started adding up in Clemson's favor. And the momentum really got rolling for them with Carter. And I think he's someone that if you were to kind of stack the Clemson linebacker recruits and commitments over the last 5 years, I think he's right there toward the top among the best of them. A versatile guy that, you know, I think he can play a lot of different positions, particularly a linebacker. You know, I think at 6'1", 220, 225, you know, he's a very explosive guy, a lot of, you know, on film, you can see him. He plays inside backer, outside backer, and I think he's probably one of the few guys in Brent Venables' stable that would be able to play Sam, Will, Mike. You know, they can move him around and do a lot of different things with him.
As far as the linebacker board now, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Barrett Carter, are things done at linebacker? Is there any oversign possibilities, barring any kind of attrition at linebacker?
Yeah, I think the Clemson's numbers at linebacker, I suspect they are probably done. But I think what you'll see is them just kind of recruiting a base number at each position here. You know, I think they've got one defensive end to come, another corner, another safety. And then I think you'll just kind of see them on hold until later in the season. You know, see if there's attrition. You know, just kind of see what numbers are still available, because scholarship numbers will be tight, and then they could go on a guy. Could they go on someone who's a safety linebacker type? You know, I'm thinking specifically like a Kendall Daniels down in Oklahoma. And I think they'll continue to recruit a couple guys and just see what their needs are toward the end of the year and what scholarships they might have. But I think, you know, for the foreseeable future, as well as when you look at their scholarship numbers for returning linebackers, I think Clemson's probably got their number right now.
Quarterback was a challenge this year because of the presence of DJ Uiagalelei on campus and coming in and the headline that he brought with him. But they went out and got their quarterback. Tell us about Bubba Chandler, how this worked out, and your thoughts about what kind of quarterback that Brandon Streeter got.
Yeah, Chandler does not necessarily meet the profile of the kind of guy that Clemson has gotten over the last couple of years, but he's a fascinating story, and I think probably, you know, for what the market is right now and where demand exceeds supply, a really good get for them. You know, someone that it really took Clemson about 3 full weeks of knowing, you know, he was not somebody on the radar at all a month ago on football radars. Had Charlotte and Gardner Webb, Troy, Western Kentucky, a baseball guy who committed to UGA as a pitcher, going back to for more than a year. Clemson baseball knew about him. They had recruited him. But just the way baseball recruiting finances work out, you know, I think it made sense for Chandler to stay in state and for Clemson to stay in state in its pursuits. So, but, you know, the long story shorter there, hopefully, is that that Mickey Kahn, Clemson's safeties coach, had worked with North Oconee's coach. North Oconee's coach had coached for him at Grayson, and just in your spring evaluation period calls, you know, hey, looking at the quarterback, and the North Oconee coach just said, you really need to look at our guy. You know, everyone thinks he's all baseball, but he is interested in football. And so once Mickey looked at him for a little bit, then passed him on to the offensive coaches, they all liked him, and really immediately, within like 2 hours, Clemson was on him, offers a week later. And then you see Miami, Louisville, Ole Miss all kind of roll in for him. But if you look at the film, I think we've got him now rated as a mid-3 star. I think he's probably better than half of our high 3 stars in terms of the tools. An intriguing guy, a guy who can throw on the move. You see good accuracy. You see good arm. I think there are a number of, you know, tools there that kind of make him interesting, particularly when you compare him to, you know, what the other guys available are.
Next Tuesday, Zaire Patterson from North Carolina defensive end will make a commitment. Paul, we won't talk to you before this one. What are the thoughts here heading into next week?
Patterson's one a guy I've always liked. A long, you know, he's probably 6'5", now up to 220, 225. You know, I think he can bend. He's got some explosion to him. A very quiet kid whose recruitment kind of sputtered along for a while. For a long time, it was UNC and South Carolina really the ones recruiting him the hardest. I think with you know, Clemson offered him back in January, right before Cade Denhoff and Corey Foreman both committed, coming out of the Elite Junior Day weekend. So once Foreman decommitted, that put Patterson back on the table, really, with a couple of others. And I think based on our information, Clemson has really been the one that always has kind of resonated with him. I think South Carolina, we reported coming out of the weekend, that South Carolina, more than North Carolina, was the threat for Clemson here. And it really does come down to Clemson and South Carolina. I think South Carolina has recruited him the hardest. His coach is from Columbia. And so those two in competition there. You know, I like where Clemson stands at this point. But there is still some uncertainty there. And but I do think that Clemson's momentum could continue through this next week.
If they get Patterson, let's talk about the board because, and again, we'll revisit this next week. We'll know a lot more about this. But what does it do to defensive end board with Foreman and Goodwin and Dallas Turner and some of those guys? Overson maybe? Still potential candidates there?
I think at defensive end, much more so than linebacker, you can justify the need for another. And again, seeing what happens over the course of the season, does Xavier Thomas have the kind of year that people expect? More of a rebound year, and maybe position himself as an NFL guy. Even if he didn't, I think numbers-wise, you could make a case for why Clemson could use a third defensive end. So I think if you're Clemson, particularly, I think as it relates to Dallas Turner, but as well as Goodwin, Foreman, is you keep recruiting them, and hopefully, none of those guys are ones that are going to make decisions here in the next month, I don't believe. I think you keep recruiting them, knowing that official visits are going to be what dictates those recruitments. And then if you have a spot for another defensive end, which I think you have a better chance than you would at other positions, then you're positioned right there to take them if you need to. So, yes, I think they would continue to recruit at that position.
We found out yesterday the university announces that starting to open things back up June the 1st and through phase one of reopening. I've been given some information that players are coming back around that same time, and some plans are at least coming into play as far as that goes. I think the NCAA off? I think they're gonna make another decision. Is it June the 1st? Are they out now till June 30th? Is that what we're saying for off-campus recruiting right now? Is that it?
Correct. No recruiting through June right now.
Okay. Reevaluating on June the 27th, I think, is when they said they're going to revisit that. What would the summer look like? Summer cookout that they've always done? I know they don't do summer official visits, but what would that mean as far as kids making their own unofficial visits? And what could you see as far as maybe July being a big month here with people coming back into town?
Well, I think certainly you could see July suddenly be packed with visits, and that would certainly change the calendars for a number of coaches. I don't know that Clemson would do things terribly differently than they did before. I think you would possibly see some bigger names coming into campus, but given that Clemson's got more than half of its class already in place, I don't think it would be you'd see mass junior days or anything being held for them. I think Dabo Swinney's mode of operation is to kind of stick with his plan, and I think you'd see them have hideaway for a week like they always do, and they would still have a cookout. You're only talking half dozen to a dozen uncommitted guys that you're even thinking about bringing in. I don't think they're. For Clemson, yes, it would look a little different in terms of having more visitors spread out over July, but I don't think it would, you'd suddenly see their calendar packed with weekends of recruiting.
All right, I have a text message from our friend Jersey Jack. Said, ask about these guys and see what Paul says here. We talked about Patterson, and I've got about four or five guys on here. Quickly, Page, the defensive tackle, Peyton Page from Greensboro, pretty much status quo with him anytime soon? Anything going on there?
I don't think so. I really believe that's a Clemson and Tennessee competition right now. And UNC is also in his top three. I think he's thinking official visits. We'll see if that materializes, but I think it's Clemson over Tennessee right now, without anything necessarily ready to pop.
He asked about two offensive linemen, Lee and then Burton, the Kentucky kid. I know Lee. Are they still recruiting Burton? I know he's an inside guy, and they're looking more at tackles. Have they dropped Burton for the most part there?
I wouldn't say they dropped Burton, but I think the writing's on the wall for both sides. That Clemson wants a tackle. Burton projects as an inside guy, and so I think it's I think it's just kind of understood he's probably going to matriculate elsewhere. It's going to be Ohio State or Kentucky for Burton, probably. Tristan Lee is a long-term recruitment. You know, I think, you know, as his profile extended over the spring, a lot of schools started getting in. I think he's thinking official visits, you know, and so that's LSU, Oklahoma, Clemson. You know, I think that one's to be written still.
He asked about safety Daniels. I've seen Oklahoma there. Is that an Oklahoma kid?
Yes. You know, I think odds are now, particularly with Barrett Carter picking Clemson, you know, I think Daniels is going to be tough to pull away from home anyway, based on just kind of his family relationship and circumstances there. So, you know, I would probably profile the Sooners as the favorite at this point. But if Clemson were to press, you know, I think Clemson's a top two to top three there.
And then wide receiver, he asked about Hall and Stilato. You mentioned it before. Stilato is the guy in the crosshairs at this point.
I think if you're looking at Clemson's momentum continuing throughout these next few weeks into the summer, I think Stilato is right up there among the highest percentages of guys likely to pull the trigger for Clemson. You know, I think the lack of visits has, I won't say necessarily helped Clemson here, because I think Clemson was already ahead. I think they've been waiting to kind of take that Ohio State visit to kind of just check off that box and feel like they're ready to move on. And I think without Gene visits, which is when Stralato had planned to take his Ohio State official, you know, I think we are moving quickly toward Clemson being the school for him.
Final one for you, Paul. If they get Stilato here, is that the end of Egbuka? I know a guy that released Clemson in their top five. Oversigned, could you see four wide receivers in the class?
I think you could see four. I don't think you will see four immediately coming out of the summer. I think you'll see three coming out of the summer. And, you know, whether the numbers, again, like I spoke with the defense, I think that's more of what will the numbers allow toward the end of the year. You know, I think you'll see Clemson stay involved with receivers, you know, and probably a wide range of types, whether it be, you know, a smaller, you know, quick twitch guy, or, you know, I think a lot just depends on, you know, attrition at the end of the year, who goes pro, what numbers look at certain positions, and then Dabo Swinney kind of allocates, okay, you get a scholarship if we have certain ones available.
Finally, tell us about Tiger Illustrated. Boy, two commitments this week, maybe more. April Zooms bringing May Blooms, if you have so correctly predicted here. What's coming up on the website?
Sure. Yeah, like I said, you know, momentum is now going for Clemson. You know, this isn't a situation like Tennessee where they're just accumulating as many as possible to generate a buzz. You know, but Clemson does have a couple ducks in a row here, as we've seen with starting with Will Shipley down to Barrett Carter and Bo Chandler. You know, I think there are, you know, one or two at least, you know, another hooks on the line there that Clemson is involved with that could pull the trigger over the next couple of weeks. So, you know, I think Clemson is making its big push heading into the summer. So they really will have an idea of where they are, you know, as they usually do, coming out of the summer and with the cookouts at hand.
Place to find everything is TigerRealEstate.com. Paul, who knows what we'll talk about, maybe a commitment between now and next week. Who knows? Always a thank you for your time, man. I hope you guys are doing well, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, appreciate it, Mickey.
It's our good friend Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I have the top 100 players in the NFL, according to CBS Sports, and some Gamecocks, Tigers, Bulldogs on that list. We'll get to that after a very short break.
After a national health scare, I figured it was time to get serious about my health. I was pre-diabetic, snored heavily, and had no energy. The Health There helped me the easy way. I was skeptical of the program, but after losing 27 pounds of belly fat in the first month, I'm a believer. No shots, starvation, or gimmicks, and my energy is through the roof. If you have diabetes, hypertension, or sleep apnea, call 1-877-IDARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idareme.com. Tell them Lou sent you and get the second program totally free. I took the Health There, now I dare you.
For the past 2 months, our homes have been, well, lived in more than ever before. Kitchens have become science labs, sofas have become jungle gyms, and carpet has become the official canvas of the quarantine. Restore your home to its original glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule for your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial *47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's sober or slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
With all the overtime our appliances have been taking on these last several weeks, it wouldn't be shocking if one called it quits. Silver lining? Maybe you wanted a new one anyway. Lowe's has you covered during our Memorial Day event, with 12-month special financing to help with the unexpected, and up to 40% off select appliances, including the best brands to fit your style and budget. Plus, we'll even deliver for free. Download our app or shop Lowe's.com today. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $299 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Coach Dabo Swinney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Good job, John Haidt. All right, John, you're my NFL guy. I have Pete Briscoe's top 100 list of the top 100 players in the NFL. I'm going to fly down the list, correct my pronunciations, and tell me any thoughts on these guys, and I'll give you the state of South Carolina guys in here if we can.
All right.
Flying down, 100, Mark Andrews, Baltimore tight end. 99, Darius Leonard from South Carolina, Indianapolis Colts outside linebacker.
I thought he'd be higher.
Let me go down through 90, John. We get to talk to you. 98, DJ Clark, wide receiver of the Jags. 97, Cooper Kupp, wide receiver of the Rams. 96, Darius Slay, cornerback of the Eagles. 95, Aaron Jones, cornerback, running back of the Packers. Kevin Byard, Titans safety at 94. 93, Jimmy Ward, cornerback for the 49ers. 92, Kenny Clark, nose tackle for the Packers. 91, Stephon Diggs, the Bills wide receiver.
I think Darius Leonard's better than all those players.
Really?
Yeah.
South Carolina native.
South Carolina State Bulldog.
Well, let me tell you, man. Told you during the break. Anthony Waters is one of my favorite people on earth. Mm-hmm. And I'd do anything in the world for Anthony Waters. I think he'd say the same about me. Hopefully. Say the same about me. 93 through 81. Number 90, Eric Armstead, defensive end of the 49ers. 89, Preston Smith, outside linebacker of the Packers. 88, Josh Allen, linebacker of the Jags. 87, Ryan Jensen, the center for the Bucks. 86, Kirk Cousins, quarterback for the Vikings. High. 85, David Bakhtiari, maybe tackle for the Packers.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Bakhtiari, I think, or Bakhtiari or something. That's as close as you can get.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Pretty good.
84, Juju Smith-Schuster, wide receiver from the Steelers. 83, Casey Hayward, Chargers corner. 82, Shaquille Barrett, linebacker for the Bucks. And 81, Amari Cooper, wide receiver for the Cowboys.
Interesting.
Overrated, underrated, higher, lower, your Steelers, Juju Smith-Schuster?
That's right for him. I think Stephon Diggs should be higher rated than him.
80 through 71. Right. Tyrone Smith, tackle for the Cowboys at 80. 79, Darren Waller, tight end for the Raiders. 78, Justin Simmons, free safety Broncos. 77, Leo Collins, tackle for the Cowboys. 76, Jason Kelce, center for the Eagles. 75, Patrick Peterson, cornerback for the Cardinals. 74, former Gamecock, Melvin Ingram, defensive end for the Chargers. 73, Joe Mixon, running back for the Bengals. 72, Carlos Dunlap from the state of South Carolina for the Bengals, defensive end. And 71, Nick Chubb, running back for the Browns.
Interesting.
Number 70 through 61.
All right.
Matty Ice, quarterback for the Falcons. Derrick Henry, running back at 69 for the Titans. 68, Zach Ertz, tight end for the Eagles. 67, Levante David, linebacker from the Bucks. 66, Keenan Allen, who wanted to come to Clemson, wide receiver for the Chargers. 65, Joe Thuney, the Patriots guard. 64, OBJ, wide receiver Brown. 63, South Carolina native A.J. Green with the wide receiver of the Bengals. 62, Deshaun Watson. And 61, Eric Kendricks, middle linebacker for the Vikings.
Who was that before Kendricks? Who's that guy?
62, Deshaun Watson. It says, you wonder what he'd be like with more help in terms of offensive line. Threw 26 touchdown passes, 12 picks last year, which wasn't great, it said.
Hey, and tonight on ESPN, 7 o'clock, you can watch one of his greatest performances of his entire life.
Yep, as he throws the game-winning touchdown.
Little man makes another enormous play with 1 second
62
remaining.
About right, though, for Deshaun?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right so far in his career, especially given he has had no offensive line help, and now that he is without, in my opinion, one of the best receivers in football. I think that's about right. And, you know, if you wanted to put him higher or lower, you can make a case for it. But he's definitely in the top 100, top 75 players in the league for sure.
Number 60, your Pittsburgh Steelers outside linebacker, Bud Dupree. 59,
man,
one of
Deshaun's
my favorite people.
Better than him. I can't really stand Bud Dupree. I'm not a fan.
Really?
He had one good year last year in his money year. Now he's on a franchise tag. I don't know. I'm not a huge Bud Dupree guy.
59, Marlon Humphrey, one of my favorite people. Ravens, I love Marlon Humphrey. 58, DeMarcus Lawrence, defensive end of the Cowboys. 57, Richard Sherman, cornerback for the 49ers. 55, former 49er, DeForest Buckner, defensive tackle of the Colts. 55, Brandon Brooks, guard for the Eagles. 54, Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle of the Eagles. 53, Geno Atkins, former Bulldog, defensive tackle of the Bengals. 52, Tre'Davious White, cornerback for the Bills. And 51, DeMario Davis, Saints outside linebacker.
I thought Tre'Davious White would be higher up on this list.
Yeah.
He's one of the best corners in the league.
I agree with that. For what little I know. The top 50, number 50, Zach Martin, Cowboys guard. 49, Derwin James. What a talent. Chargers free safety. 48, Davante Adams, wide receiver of the Packers. 47, boy, for the wide receivers, Packers got a couple of targets out here for Aaron Rodgers.
Or Jordan Love.
Yeah, 47, Myles Garrett, Browns defensive end. 46, Dak Prescott. 45, Mike Evans, Buccaneers wide receiver. 44, Dalvin Cook, running back for the Vikings when healthy. 43, Tyreek Hill, was sighting wide receiver for the Chiefs. 42, man, I think he should be higher. Jamal Adams, safety for the Jets. And 41, Mitchell Schwartz, tackle for the Chiefs.
Real quickly, so you said Deshaun was at
62.
And Dak Prescott's at 46?
Yep.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard all week. Mm. Deshaun Watson is light years better than Dak Prescott.
Threw for nearly 5,000 yards, 8.2 yards per attempt, 30 touchdowns last year.
I am not a Dak Prescott guy whatsoever. That has something to do with it also.
Top 40 players.
All right.
Alvin Kamara, number 40, Saints running back. Number 39, Calais Campbell, defensive end of the Ravens. Mm-hmm. 38, Bobby Wagner, Seahawks middle linebacker. 37, Harrison Smith, free safety for the Vikings. 36, Chris Jones, defensive end of the Chiefs. 35, Saquon Barkley, running back of the Giants. 34, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu of Chiefs, free safety. 33, Cameron Hayward, defensive end for the Steelers. Your Steelers, 32, J.J. Watt, defensive end for the Texans, and 31, DeAndre Nuke Hopkins, wide receiver for the Cardinals.
I feel like Nuke could be a little higher up in this list, but not bad. I mean, that all sounds about right.
30, Lane Johnson, tackle for the Eagles, 29, Chris Godwin, wide receiver for the Bucks, 28, Za'Darius Smith, outside linebacker, Packers. Ronnie Stanley, talented Ravens offensive tackle from Notre Dame, number 27. Jalen Ramsey, cornerback for the Rams, 26. Danielle Hunter, defensive end for the Vikings, 25. Nick Bosa, 49er, defensive end, 24. Ryan Ramczyk, the tackle from the Saints, 23. Grady Jarrett, former Tiger, number 22. Falcons defense tackle on Von Miller, number 21, outside linebacker for the Broncos.
Nuke Hopkins is better than Chris Godwin.
I would agree with that, too.
Nuke is very underrated in this list. That, now hearing some of those names there.
How about Grady Jarrett at number 22? Isn't that great? I love that.
Love me some Grady Jarrett.
Number 20, Travis Kelce, tight end for the Chiefs. 19, Tom Brady, Buccaneers quarterback.
How weird was it seeing him in the Buccaneers helmet the other day working out?
It's crazy. 18, George Kittle, 49ers defensive tight end. Zeke Elliott, number 17, running back, Cowboys. T.J. Watt, your Steelers outside linebacker, 16. Quentin
Love
Nelson,
TJ Watt.
Colts guard at number 15. Julio Jones, wide receiver of the Falcons, 14. Joey Bosa, Chargers defensive end, 13. Cameron Jordan, defensive end of the Saints, 12. And Drew Brees at number 11.
Interesting. I think that many spots between Brady and Brees to have Brees higher.
And that's not the only quarterback that is higher.
Really? Obviously Patrick Mahomes. But.
Number 10, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Number 9, Bears outside linebacker Khalil Mack.
All right, that makes sense.
Number 7, Chandler Jones, corner linebacker for the Cardinals.
Yeah, a little high for him, but okay.
Number 7, Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Ravens.
Unbelievable year last year.
Number 6, former Gamecock, Stephon Gilmore, cornerback for the Patriots.
Best corner in football. Without a doubt, the best corner in football.
Number 5, Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey, running back for the Panthers.
Yeah, he's pretty good at football.
Number 4, Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas.
A bit high for him, but okay.
Number 3, Russell Wilson.
All right.
Number 2, Rams defensive end Aaron Donald.
And can I guess number 1?
Yes.
Shot in the dark here. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Oh, that was a tough one.
Yes. Very, very good.
It's an interesting list.
Yeah. It's a hard list to come up with.
That's why I prefer the one, you know, I love what the NFL Network does in the summer. Most years, I don't know if they'll be doing it this summer, where they do their top 100, yeah. But they let all the players in the league vote on the top 100. And so they, you know, rifle through all the votes, and that's how they come up with their top 100 voted on by the players.
I like the players list there because, to be honest with you, the guards know more than the guards, and tackles know more about the tackles.
Right, so yeah.
These guys know who they're
the ones who are on the field with them. You know, they know how elite everyone is, and you know, which one's maybe a little smoke and mirrors, if you will.
Yeah, good point there.
That's an interesting list, though. I was shocked at how low Nuke was compared to other wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun as well with quarterbacks. With that being said, I was a little surprised at how high Grady Jarrett was.
22.
I mean, he should be, but, you know, just a little shocked. Or
21,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, because what defensive tackles were listed ahead of him? Obviously, Aaron Donald.
I think that's the only one, right?
That's crazy.
But, man, what a football player. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's definitely one of the top 3 defensive tackles in the league. Mm. It's still kind of crazy because I still see him as, you know, part of me still sees him as number 50, the 4th-round pick that came out of here, but he also should have been a Super Bowl MVP if Kyle Shanahan didn't just completely choke.
Yeah, my favorite Grady Jarrett story, Mike Brown, I told us on the air before, but Mike Brown, who was Dabo's agent and who was Bruce Arians' agent too, ice cream, Mike Brown, a guy that I knew for years and years, mm-hmm. who For the most time, I knew him. He lived down in Georgia, and he lived over in Greenville for a while, too. But he would have these two-hour drives back from Clemson. And occasionally, maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks is probably fair. And maybe sometimes it'd be every 2 weeks, and whatever, but I average about every 6 weeks. I get a phone call, and I'd see his name on there. And Ice Cream, what's going on, man? How you doing, Mike? Good. Because I just got a couple of – I got some windshield time. And we started talking. Anyway, and he told me, and it was interesting because he was talking about what coaches are going where, what assistant coaches are moving where, you know, what NFL coaches are moving. It's always fun to keep up with all that. He was the agent. Didn't have players. He had coaches that he worked for. Anyway, he told me that when Robert Kimdichie and Grady Jarrett were coming out, and remember, Kimdichie committed to Clemson, backed out, went to Ole Miss, and then Grady Jarrett was, signed with Clemson. And Grady Jarrett was a three-star that nobody really knew a whole lot about. But he told me then, he goes, mark my words, at the collegiate level and at the professional level, Grady Jarrett will be a better player than Robert Kimdichie. Kimdichie was a five-star, number one player in the country.
Yep.
And Grady Jarrett was a three-star, number 50, whatever, in the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
Both from Atlanta area. He saw both these guys play. He knew the coaches, knew what their personalities, knew how their backgrounds, knew the families, knew all that stuff. And he says, mark my words. And I, at the time, I was like, whatever. You're a homer. You don't have the Ole Miss coach. You got Dabo Swinney as a client. That's why you're telling me this.
Mm-hmm.
As it turned out, the late Mike Brown, boy, what a sad day that was, him passing. The late Mike Brown was exactly 100% right. 100% right. Is Kimdichie still in the league?
I don't think so. I know he went to the Dolphins as a free agent last year, but I don't know if they renewed the contract. I think it was on a 1 year minimum type deal. Mm-hmm. But I think just he's got the talent. Does not have the work ethic for it. Too busy trying to fight gravity.
Wasn't it his brother that fell asleep on the radio interview?
Well, his brother has a long list of things that he's done, but that was one of them as well.
I think it's Denzel that was on the phone with a sports talk show, and they put him on hold, as they're coming to him. It was a morning show, and they went to him, and he said, let's like to welcome now former Ole Miss linebacker Denzel Kimdichie. Denzel, good morning. And he heard this. Denzel, are you there? Denzel, what is that?
Where's Mama Kimdichie when you need her?
Denzel, he was asleep. He was asleep.
a couple odd cats they were.
How about that? And then it always, that's another example. Remember we talked about earlier, how it always works out for Dabo?
Yeah.
If you got Kimdichie, and who knows, maybe he gets a better person when he's around, better influences.
Sure.
But
not around who froze and the bags of money that were getting thrown around in Oxford.
You end up signing Grady Jarrett instead, and Grady Jarrett's a better college player and better pro player. It's crazy, man.
When you lose out on the number one player in the country.
I know. It always works out in Dabo's favor. Now, you would say this. Either he's the luckiest man in the world, or after so many times it happens, it's not luck.
Right.
And then the other thing is when these kids go to other places, they don't do great when they go there. Right, so it goes to show you the development, the culture here, and playing around better players here, kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
Interesting stuff. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. Let me give you an example of what your business could look like. They did a huge facility that had a big break room like this. I don't know how many thousand square feet this break room was at a huge industrial facility. So it's not just garages. I mean, they do for businesses. They do your foyer area, your showroom area, your kitchens. Any place that you have in spills, you need wiped up. Colors that are shining, that are popping, your logos down there, that looks great. Around homes, weight rooms in your home, the mechanical rooms, basements, they do all those things. I mean, garages is what they're known for, the garage flooring specialists. But don't just think they're confined just to garages. They do so many awesome projects. So find out more about Carolina Flooring Specialists. Let Tim Worley come in, give you a no-obligation phone call. If you're an automotive repair place, man, don't forget you got oil changes and oil spills and things like this. Man, this will look great. Put it down there. It will look fantastic. I swept out our garage last night, as a matter of fact. It looks awesome in here right now. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. 404-8158. Call Tim today, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Final segment of a Thursday show right after this.
It's time for another Solid Orange Clemson Classic replay this Saturday at 10 a.m. Relive the second national championship of the Dabo Swinney era as the Tigers and the Crimson Tide face off in the championship game of the 2019 College Football Playoff. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority Run, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. 44-16, the Tigers and the Tide. This Clemson Classic game replay Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past, and anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation, and if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Mail. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymail.com.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
For the past 2 months, our homes have been, well, lived in more than ever before. Kitchens have become science labs, sofas have become jungle gyms, and carpet has become the official canvas of the quarantine. Restore your home to its original glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule for your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial *47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's Sober or Slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Do you know what your current rates are? Do you know if maybe your little refinance might be in the best shape for you? Do you know maybe you can refinance and get it down to 15 years that you would owe rather than current 27, 28, 29, whatever you're at right now, and you maybe can get down to 20. Who knows? Maybe they can help you out. Let them just assess where you are and if they can help you. We're great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins is award-winning team. His record-setting team does a great job there. They're up front. They're honest. They've streamlined this thing. Think about Prime Lending. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Final segment of the show. Don't want to get too much into this, John, but I don't know if you saw it or not, but the Luke Hill, the kid that former defensive back that was committed or signed actually with Oregon, they released him from a scholarship, was been charged with an attempted murder.
That's awful.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. I don't know what led to Oregon releasing him before all this, but you don't want to see.
Was he released before the?
Yes.
Oh, he was.
I think he was released before that. I think I'm right by saying that. The other thing is the NCAA Council is allowing the three sports to have June the 1st, come back in and have voluntary workouts on June the 1st. This is let me give you the official committee that came up with this one. This is the NCAA Division I Council voted Wednesday to allow voluntary workouts for athletic activities to resume in football, men's and women's basketball starting June the 1st around the country. So this means you'll start seeing, schools open things back up. This means you'll start seeing universities, these kids, getting their voluntary workouts and getting back in and hopefully get back in shape, meaning we'll be on time for September. This in the face of the renovations going on at Alabama's Bryant-Denny Stadium. They had several workers, undisclosed number of workers. I heard as many as seven is what the rumor was, but seven workers there had the coronavirus. And so they've engaged in cleaning things up and being more careful around this $107 million renovation to the football stadium. They started back in November, and so they want to make sure that all that is back in place. $107 million renovation around Bryant-Denny Stadium. I don't know what else you could do around there. The place looked pretty good to me. It's not a great stadium. Have you ever been to the stadium there, John? It's a big stadium. Just feels kind of, corporate-y in there a little bit and kind of pieced together a little bit. It's the best way I can describe all that. But I've been there. It's a good deal. It's just not a great deal coming out of all that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive some of the sports every single day. Today, I'll forgive Gene Smith, the Ohio State Athletic Director. I know they have to have contingencies and things in place. I get that. But if just looking at the data, I just don't see how we're going to keep people out of football stadiums. One more piece of data for you, John. On the people that will have positive test for infections on August the 3rd, 1 month before football season. In the state of Ohio, they're saying on August the 3rd that 30 people will test positive. And they're saying on August the 3rd that of those positive tests, that we will need, according to the University of Washington model, that 20 people will be in the hospital in the state of Ohio on August the 3rd due to the coronavirus. As I told you, in South Carolina, the projections, according to the University of Washington model, on August the 3rd, 1 month, almost a month before football season, that they are saying right now, I'm sorry, there's a new one here, that there will be no one in the hospital in the state of South Carolina on August the 3rd. The last hospital date, the last person, bear with me here now, this is interesting. The last date of a hospital, someone in the hospital in South Carolina, is July the 1st. the projected number of cases in South Carolina, that there were, they're saying on August the 2nd, August the 3rd, we have 16,000 tests and we have zero new cases in the state of South Carolina. The last new case in South Carolina, projection-wise, is going to be on July the 21st, according to the University of Washington model. The last, and that's one new case out of 14,000 tests. July the 21st, 6 weeks before football season, almost 7 weeks before football season, we're going to have one, they're estimating one infection on their model on July 21st, and that's the last day you'll see a positive test in South Carolina, according to the University of Washington model. So you feel safer about going to a football game, John? July the 21st will be our last positive case?
Yeah, if that data holds accurate. And
right. And it might not. Maybe it's two. Maybe it's six. Maybe it's four.
Everything changes constantly. But if that is what is, you know, truth on those dates, yeah.
The last day that we will see double digits in South Carolina is June the 21st. We'll see 10, according to the model, is what they're projecting in South Carolina. And on June the 25th, you'll see 7 new cases in the state of South Carolina. So, good news, man. Good news. Good news. Let's get to Jersey Jack. Final phone call here on a Thursday, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Jack. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing well. You know, very positive about us all coming out of this pandemic healthy. So, looking forward to the football season and getting back to some normality, so to speak. So, and looking forward to playing a little golf today. Finally stopped raining a little bit so I can get out there with a new putter and see if I can make some putts today.
Man, wouldn't it be nice to get out on the golf course rather than being in a rowboat like we've been needed to the last few days?
I know. The canoe needs to be patched.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
Hey, got some great comments from Paul today. I always look forward to his call on Thursdays and going through the recruiting. I think my board has got us looking really well in 2021 recruiting cycle because I think we can fill those last spots up with some really talented players and make 2021 very special.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's going to be another top five class, and there's still some big names out there on the offensive line and all, but boy, this class looks to be right in line with what we've seen here in the last couple of years. And no surprise, man, it should be. But, boy, this staff is doing a great job, no doubt.
They sure are. Hey, good shout-out to Robbie Robinson, ACC Male Athlete of the Year for our summer soccer team. Everybody knows he's playing down in Miami. They actually play in Fort Lauderdale near the airport there. But Robbie Robinson is a very special player and enjoyed being with him and his dad when he was picked number one in the country from the MLS recruiting of Subi drafting day. So that was a lot of fun being with him that day and Coach Noonan and his staff. So shout out to Robbie Robinson. Good show there. Anyway, looking forward to seeing you sometime on the golf course, Mickey. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, that was the ACC Athlete of the Year this year, Robbie Robinson, Clemson Soccer. So congratulations to him, number one overall pick. And I know they're very excited to get his professional career started. And so congratulations here. Certainly no doubt about that. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
For everyone out there, after you're done consuming your normal 13 hours of Roar Radio today at 7 p.m., just go ahead and turn the radio off, grab the channel changer, and turn on your television to ESPN at 7 o'clock tonight. Replay of the 2017 National Championship game, 35-31. Go Tigers.
I love it, man. I love it. Now, am I right with saying this, John? With that, you're going to see Dabo's doing some Zoom with the Herb Street.
I think so. I know he did some Zoom stuff. They recorded some stuff beforehand. I don't know if they'll be showing it during the broadcast itself, but I know he's done some breakdowns of the game with the College Game Day cast.
Yeah, so great stuff there. My two-minute drill, several things here. First, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all your real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Man, I had a great lunch with Eric yesterday. He's got a bunch of big projects going on, a bunch of great things going on. If you need any real estate, Focus Real Estate right here is selling buying and selling for houses right now. And if you need that residential look there, all the rental property stuff. Hey, students, you know, it looks like you're coming back to school now. So you can go online to EricNewton.com and do your reservation. locations and get your rentals online for your rental property there. If you have needing to manage your company, he can do that for you. If you're talking about any kind of commercial real estate, let them take care of everything you need there. It's ericnewton.com. Great friend and a full-service real estate company. He's doing a great job there, no doubt about it. My news, my two-minute drill on several different aspects. First and foremost, tomorrow is going to be a great show. Not only do we get Josh Williams and Jinx Heat Realty, it's Legends Friday again. And we got one of the best. Jack Leggett's going to join us tomorrow. Longtime Clemson baseball coach who is going into the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame this fall. And so Coach Leggett's coming on. Can't wait to get with him, man. We're going to talk about his playing days beforehand and talk about his pre-Clemson coaching days, all of the great things that they did here during his coaching days at Clemson, and USA Baseball where he is now and what his future looks like. And also want to get his thoughts on what's going on with baseball, the future of baseball, post-COVID, and what else going on with youth baseball and other kind of stuff. So looking forward to hearing from Coach Leggett tomorrow at 8:05. Don't miss that one. Should be a great show there. The other thing is that, speaking of baseball, Clemson gets Bubba Chandler, a two-sport athlete, a guy that was committed to the University of Georgia in baseball. The quarterback's going to play football and baseball at Clemson, and a really cool deal there. And for Clemson, John, I'm going to leave you with this. It's nice to beat what one guy on TigerNet or Tiger Illustrated called the other day, 1980. That the guy does not refer to the University of Georgia, but he refers to Georgia as 1980, the last time Georgia won a national championship in football. Good stuff there. Let me, and John, I expect you from now on, don't say University of Georgia. I expect you to call him 1980.
1980 Papa Dogs.
And let me thank Paul Strelo for coming on with us. Great job there. Our callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, and emailers. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Got a busy day for you today all throughout the station there. John Hite, terrific job once again. Friends, I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow.